coming up tonight on Game Night Guys.
A baby bump for Curtis? These shocking exclusive photos will reveal all.
Who will the guys be wearing when they strut their stuff down the pink carpet at Pride 48?
And it's day 46 of the Squeaky Kitty hostage crisis. What do the Squeaky Kitty captors want?
Shocking revelations as sources confirm Brian's use of performance-enhancing drugs while playing the Big Bang Theory Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spot dice game.
All of this and more, including celebrity birthdays, coming up on this week's Game Night Guys.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
And it's day 46 of the Squeaky Kitty hostage crisis.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1761 of the BFO for Friday, the 24th of October, 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, how can we do a little show without Squeaky Kitty? Hello, Ransomers. Big Fatty, I'm worried. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you are Ransomers today because y'all evidently, as you heard at the beginning of today's show, y'all, it's day 46 of the Squeaky Kitty captivity. Big Fatty, it seems like he was here yesterday. Well, you know what a difference a gay makes. Big Fatty. Who knows when Squeaky Kitty will return. Big Fatty. Oh, it makes me sad. But, y'all, hi, y'all, speaking of hi, I thought I'd check the Grin Doctor here and see if there's anybody. Y'all, you know, it's, Thursday night as I'm recording this, and you remember last Thursday night, my old, most regular gentleman caller went out drinking, and then came over and did all kinds of fun things he's never done before. Big Fatty, you think he'll bring Squeaky Kitty back? You never know. Maybe he took Squeaky Kitty. Big Fatty, I don't know where Squeaky Kitty's been. I have an idea. But y'all, it's a good day in the coal mine, mainly because I was only there half a day. And so, y'all, I had to go and do the house inspection, the home inspection today. And y'all, it went pretty well. I took Miss Kitty, and Miss Kitty gave his thumbs up. that's my other chicken bazoom that I didn't eat on hump day. He gave his thumbs up, seal of approval, and y'all, the house inspector was there, and I don't have a full report yet, but you know, there were a couple of little things that he found that I'm sure we will present to the current owners, and I'm sure they'll take care of those. Big Fatty, let's hope so. We'll just see. We shall just see. But anyway, that's all part of the shell game, as they say. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I was out there. I picked up Miss Kitty about 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. We left the new Fat Cave about 4 p.m. In the afternoon. I had to get Miss Kitty back to the home, y'all. Because he was going to go see some sort of ballerinas or something. I don't know what he was going to see in concert on a Thursday night. But anyway, that was that. On my way back to the Fat Cave, y'all, I went by the coals. You know the coals? You know, I always talk about the coals. And y'all, I had ordered, y'all, you're going to find this funny because I found it funny. Y'all, the orange hat has lost his watch. So he has been hopping on my mother, the Hatterina, that he wants a new watch for Crema, but he wants a Mickey Mouse watch. He wants a Mickey Mouse watch. And y'all, so I said, well, okay, I'll get him a Mickey Mouse watch. So y'all, I ordered one online. I may have mentioned this before, from the Kohl's. And y'all, it came in, and the other day I went to set the time on it, and I pulled the stem out to move the minute and hour hands, and y'all, the stem pulled all the way out. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. And y'all, this is an official Disney watch. So those of you who have stock in Disney, they need to, yes, Big Fatty, they need to invest more in their watch stems. It's true. Anyway, y'all, I went to the Kohl's, and the very nice lady working there at the service desk, and I showed her what happened, and she goes, oh, that is horrible. And y'all, evidently, this watch is only available online. And so, y'all, I what did I do? She says, but you can return it here and we'll just reorder it for you. I said, well, I think I got like 30% off when I ordered it. She goes, well, we've got a 30% promotion going on right now, so we'll be able to do that. She says, come on over here. Since it's online only, we'll have to go over here to the kiosk. We'll have to go to the kiosk. Big Fatty, go to the kiosk. And so, y'all, we went over to the kiosk. Y'all, the watch was on sale just as it was. And she says, well, I can get a 30% coupon for that. And I said, well, now I think I got free shipping, not shopping. She says, well, that's fine. And so, y'all, we went back and she verified that I had paid $39.99 for it and had gotten 30% off. And with the tax, it was like $30 and I don't know, $30.32 or something like that. And well, I've got the receipt right here. Big Fatty, why don't you look at it then? Y'all, it was $30.37. Yes, Big Fatty. And so y'all, we returned the broken watch and she credited it to my account. And then we went back to the kiosk. We said, yes, let's go to the kiosk. And we walked right back over there and we ordered it again. And she had the coupon. Y'all, by the way, if you're going to do any online ordering, if you use the coupon code TRICK 30, TRICK, the numbers 3 and 0, you'll get 30% off of your order. Yes, Big Fatty. And she put the code in, and y'all, sure enough, it came up, and y'all, it didn't charge me any shipping, which I thought was odd. And I said, well, it didn't charge me any shipping. She goes, oh, no, if you ever come into the store and have to order something from the kiosk, it's always free shipping. Y'all had no idea about this. So y'all, if there's something that you see online, that you want to order and it's not available in the store, go to the store and take the information with you and y'all enter it in at the kiosk and they'll save you the shipping. Big Fatty, that sounds like it sounds lovely. It sounds like a coupon. It was a coupon. So y'all, I got that all taken care of, and y'all, a new one is going to be shipped here to the Fat Cave, and y'all then. On my way back home, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish, wish a dream, wish a heart, and your wish will come true. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm watching the TV machine, and y'all are showing some, they're showing some controversial Halloween costumes. Y'all, one of them is an Ebola hazmat suit. I can't imagine wearing that and going and knocking on somebody's door. Big Fatty, that's terrible. And one was a marijuana plant for a little child. Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all went by the P.O. Box, and y'all, in that was the TV guide. bad. And y'all, it's got a story about the new Gotham. Y'all, you're watching the Gotham. Big Fatty really enjoys it, so I'm looking forward to seeing this article about the new Gotham. Maybe I'll report it to you. But y'all, also in there, there was a huge envelope, y'all, a huge envelope. And y'all, it's from Miss Bacon, Big Daddy, and it's addressed to BF Poodle. Big Daddy, it's for me too. It is an SK. Oh, Big Daddy, Squeaky Kitty can't get in the cat. Well, we're not opening it today anyway. Oh, okay. And y'all, on the front of it is that Lucy is dressed like some sort of I don't know what she's dressed as, some sort of I don't know, Fraulein or something, and then Linus is dressed like a mummy or something like that. And y'all, even though it's not an orange envelope, I have a feeling it is a gay crema cat. So I'm just gonna set it aside, and we're gonna open those. We're gonna open all of those next week. Yes, Big Betty, that'll just be lovely.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Hello. Kathy. Bacon.
Okay, Fartus Bacon. Hey, our cable, the phone, and the internet went out anyway. For like 7 minutes. It was like, how do you say it? It was like living during the caveman ages. Caveman? I felt like a caveman. Like, okay, I mean, at least it wasn't the electricity, but at least it's the light out because I have the blinds up, so I'm not really using electricity. I was using electricity to heat up my dishwater. All right, well, I like hot dishwater. All right, well, anyway, it's back on, so. Okay, I have to ask a question. Meredith Vieira, now, didn't she leave The View to go take care of her husband or leave The View to go be on, like, the Today Show or something? And then I thought she left that to go take care of her husband. Has Steve died? Do you know? I don't know what his last name was, so I suppose I could Google did Meredith Vieira's. I don't know how to spell Vieira. So anyway, I was just wondering. But anyway, she has a talk show now, too. So anyway, all right. Well, happy Friday. By the time you play this, it'll probably be, let me see. I'm thinking Tuesday, October 2020, whatever. Bye, Poodle.
Bye,
Squeaky. And hey, are Squeaky Kitty and Poodle, are they playing with the little sheep puppet?
Oh, Big Fatty, I will miss Squeaky Kitty. I know. Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call, and I'm so sorry that you went through this horrible, horrible time in your life where you were without your cable for 7 minutes, 7 whole minutes, dear Gussie. Have you seeked out professional help? Big Fatty and Miss Bacon, as you've heard, Squeaky Kitty, we are in day 46 of Squeaky Kitty's disappearance, a captivity, if you will. But Poodle, I'll let you answer the question about finger sheep. Yes, Big Fatty, I have my finger stuck up the little sheep's butt. Big Fatty, it's vulgar, it's lovely. Can you hear? Yeah, little finger, butthole, digital rectal sheep, DR sheep, it's no Squeaky Kitty, but it does keep me occupied. But anyway, thank you for calling.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I'm calling with your delicious report. Is there a theme for that? I'm about to vapor because I'm sitting out in the sun. Having my lunch, and I thought of you, I had the shaved roasted pork loin with some sort of small sandwich, and it was just full of mayonnaise, and I know you would have loved that, but more so, what you would have loved was the dessert that I just had, and I'm fat, and I was ready to cut a bitch, if you will, so I decided I'd treat myself to a little dessert, and it was some sort of tort. It was a chocolate peanut butter tort with a caramelized banana mousse and candied bacon. And I don't know if that doesn't sound delicious to you, but it is. And by delicious, I mean I almost licked the plate. And so if you want that, I'll be, if you come to the G'day's next year, I'll be glad to whip up one for you. And by whip up, I mean drive you over to the boardwalk and get you one. So you're fat. Meh.
Oh, Lord. Vader? First of all, Vader, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice, and it's lovely to hear that dessert that you had. It sounds delicious. And yes, I would enjoy having one of those with the candied Bafran on top of it. But you know, I'm buying a house. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's that PRG calling, and you mentioned the show of hands that I was talking about on Twitter. And you know, I was at a conference in the Orlando, and at one of the presentations, well, the moderator kept saying, can I have a show of hands about how many people like our product? Can I have a show of hands about how many people here use this particular product in a certain way? And how would you like these improvements? Can I have a show of hands? Or can I have a show of hands if you're using the module in this way? Show of hands, show of hands. How many of you out there are show of hands, show of hands? You know, that's just, you know, fuck you. That's just lazy presentation skills. You should know your audience. You should know how many people do this, how many people do that with your product. You shouldn't waste everyone's time. And, you know, how lazy is it to expect your audience to provide content for your little... Okay, well, thank you for calling, Big Fatty. Bye!
Big Fatty, I'd like to see a show of hands of the people that agree with that Peter G. Peter G, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely, just lovely to hear your voice. And, you know, I know how annoying the show of hands can be, but it was just funny to see it, pushing the buttons, the Peter G button, Big Fatty. I hope other than a show of hands, you had a decent time down there in the Orlando. I know it's not one of your favorite places to go, because, you know, it's down there near Rat World. Y'all, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Peter G does not particularly care for the Rat World. Big Fatty, that may be an understatement. In fact, let's see a show of hands of how many people knew that. Big Fatty, we're going to get in trouble. I think we're already in trouble. Big Fatty, Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely... Have a lovely weekend. By the way, maybe, Poodle, I know you're upset about Squeaky Kitty. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm very upset. Well, maybe folks like Peter G will spot some culprits that may have kidnapped Squeaky Kitty 46 days ago. Big Fatty, I still can't believe it was 46 days ago. I think I've got that right. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the game night gals. That's Brian and Curtis. And Brian, do I have the details wrong? Could you repeat the information that you have about Squeaky Kitty's disappearance?
And it's day 46 of the Squeaky Kitty hostage crisis.
Oh, Big Fatty, I may have to double Zoloft this weekend. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.